The Rush Hour Catch-Up. Done just right, like Irwin Tools. Get it right the first time. Available from Bunnings Warehouse.
2K Tuesday edition of The Rush Hour. Great to have your company, family. $2,000 up for grabs in about 15 minutes' time. And boy, have we got a show for you. And it stars the one and only Andrew Juice Newton, 5-2 Jarman. Welcome, Juicy.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Great to be here after last night's, massive storm, wind,
Armageddon,
rain.
Armageddon, they called it.
Blackouts, you name it, Lulu. But we got through and looking forward to a massive show today, Lou.
Well, I'm looking forward to an update because on this show today, there is on the board a near-death experience for Jar. Round of music, a little bit of football coming through, of course. The $2,000 quiz, 2K Tuesday.
Thank you.
The one and only, Triple M's very own, Adam Gilchrist. And you've got a very important question that you're going to ask Gilly.
I have.
About a potential career change.
Absolutely, and I'm very serious about this question I'm going to ask the great man.
And me, well, I'm going to ask Gilly about behavioural conducts and context of certain individuals when they lose their wicket. For those who remember the other day, if you've checked out Triple M Twitter, Jar's being bowled by a pudgy left-hander around the wicket. You might wonder and know what I'm talking about. Hey, you can get all your action here on Triple M first. This is the place to be. If you want it, come and see us. And that includes Mount Gambier, your brethren.
Yes, all absolutely. Right. We'll drop the big stories first up.
Just want to try something a little different today, family.
Right.
Are we right to
go? Is Adelaide ready for us, Lou?
I think Adelaide
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I know that Murph's ready. You're born ready.
Oh, no.
And I think this should just get you ready to rock and roll. This is the new. This is the siren to start the show. Coming up next, the one and only Adam Gilchrist, Triple M's very own, to talk all things cricket and career opportunities.
Gilly, now we've got your number.
Look, Chris Gonfred, oh, what a shot.
We're going to call you.
A perfect hook shot.
All of the time.
Gilchrist is devastating.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
And the man joins us right now, the one and only Adam Gilchrist. Gilly, great to have you back on board. Let's talk cricket.
Afternoon, gents. Yeah, g'day, mate. Get into it.
I don't know where to start. You're in possession of a video. Sit tight on that of Jar's. Gilly, you were famous for walking and showing a great demeanour when you got out. Let's deal with behavioural issues of local cricketers later on. All right, but Cricket Australia's decision, Gilly, first up, to know from me, and it was a no from them.
Yeah, a no from you, was it?
Yeah.
Prior to going,
I wanted them to play Shield cricket, Gilly, for what it's worth. I thought they should be able to play Shield cricket, the three boys.
Yeah. There's a lot of different perspectives, and probably there's a lot of right answers and probably not many wrong answers either, funnily enough. But I'm not surprised that that's where it's ended up. And I think at the end of the day, the feeling is that, it would be seen to be panicking on the back of some poor performances to rush them back into any cricket. But the argument to play Shield cricket, there's great benefit there for many people around them to learn from them, to garner that experience and having them around. But I suppose when you sit back, for me, fundamentally, there was a punishment handed down.
Yep.
No one appealed it at the time. There was no recourse in there that allowed for appeal later on good behaviour, anything like that. They've just got to stick it out, I think. And it's so close that everyone, hopefully, that's closure that can now just move on and prepare accordingly.
Well said, Gilly, and judging by the number of bunkers Dave found in the Pro-Am in Sydney during the week, probably needs to continue to work on the golf.
I didn't see. Was he spent a bit of time on the beach?
Yeah, he should have a good tan.
He did.
He should have a real good tan.
Tennis was his caddy.
Oh, very, very nice, very nice. He needs to get Mr. Richard Ponting along to help him out with that sort of short game. He did play the wrong sport, that bloke.
Didn't he?
Yeah. That's our highest ever run scorer. And I'm talking about him. He played the wrong sport.
We should tell him when Rick turns 50, the seniors tour on the USPGA, that's him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sure he'll be eyeing it off already.
Hey, mate, obviously the T20, 10 overs after the washout. Players' confidence, is it at an all-time low, Gilly, do you believe? Our Australian cricketers in all formats?
Yeah, I think it is battling, to say at the least.
Yeah.
They're just, I think, as is the case in any sport, probably in business too, I suppose, once you chase the result, you get too desperate, and then the result that you want gets further and further away. So they are just desperate for a win. And for the listeners out there that get sick of hearing athletes go, it's all about process. It's all about process. Don't worry about the result. There is actually some truth in that. If you throw the process out the window, helter-skelter trying to get a result, you'll usually come unstuck. So that's where they're at. That's a challenge for JL and his coaching crew.
Yeah.
Clearly, the confidence and the decision-making of the guys at the moment is under duress, and they can't go out there with a clear mind. So hopefully it changes tomorrow night.
So Gilly, how does that happen, given that we know that every successful team quotes often this phrase that you've got to have role players and you've got to know your role to be able to play your role?
I think in amongst, you know, there's a whole blend of everything. The Armageddon, the yep. perfect storm that's turned up, the fact that our two best players are sitting on the sideline, so our bloke's keeping the seat warm for them. Who are our best players at a time when, Australian, across the board, it's not as perhaps as strong as what we thought. I think truly now, are we seeing how much David Warner and Steve Smith has masked the lack of
The depth.
Absolute quality and depth. There's some talented cricketers there, but those two guys have sort of mastered up for a few years now.
Gilly, being a cricket selector is a thankless job, as we know. Everyone has an opinion. Now, you might slap me on this one. I think the family might slap me, but why can't I put my hand up to be an independent cricket selector for the Australian cricket? Because past and former players, they come and go. It's not successful. That model is not successful. Surely I can put my hand up as a cricket lover and someone that knows a bit of sport.
Gilly, do you want the driver or the three wood?
What do you think, Gilly?
Well, there's no rule to say you can't put your hand up, is there?
I agree. I'm so passionate about my cricket.
What are your qualifications?
I beg your pardon?
What are your qualifications?
I've played cricket all my life.
Yeah, most of us have.
I've got a good knack of finding and a good eye for talent. Surely I can put my hand up. Do you have to be a former Australian cricketer to be a selector, Gilly?
Go, Gilly.
All right. I don't think so. I'm more than happy to go and look into that and find out, and I can report back next time.
Can you, Gilly? I'm serious. Well, I'm serious.
Gilly, this is a great segue too, because when you go to report on that fact and see whether he's in fact eligible, can you show the video I sent you of his behaviour with bat in hand?
That wasn't lost on me. Don't worry about that.
Setting
examples.
Exactly.
I am going to go away and find out about that, that selection criteria, and I'll get back to you next time, boys.
Well, all right. You won't get a second nomination from me, Gilly.
See you, mate. Cricket Australia.
See you later, guys.
It needs more help than Jarman, I can tell you.
At least I put my hand later. I care for my country, Luke.
Gilly should do it instead of being on the TV all the time.
He's going up these when he's running bloody Fox at Channel 7.
Thanks, Gilly.
See you, buddy.
See you, guys.
There he is, our man from Fox and Triple M's very own, Adam Gilchrist on the Rush.
What'd you send him the video clip for when I got out?
I felt I knew the question.
I was disgusted with my attitude.
I knew where you were going and going to put your hand up. And I think the Australian public need to be made aware of what kind of individual you're dealing with.
Was that a chuck?
As Gilly said, it was Buff Lemon-esque. It was just high enough to get over the line. Wasn't it, Gilly?
Oh, yeah, I'm still there. I'm loving this. No worries. Just check it out. At Gilly381 on Instagram. Yeah. It'll be on there.
Don't worry. We'll repost it, Gilly. Thank you, mate.
See you, lads.
Can I just share something last night regarding the
power
cuts?
Well, the board says near-death experience.
We had fire, we had dust storms last night, we had power blackouts down at Henley. It was horrendous. It was scary. Residents along the
foreshore. Is it like Omar Sharif getting through the desert?
It was 90-kilometre winds. Blimey. Smashed our city. The coastline was absolutely torched last night, and I was there, right in the middle of it.
Yeah, the east got whacked too up there when the gully winds came through.
We had a couple of cushions upstairs in the balcony.
Oh, no.
Marion's gone. Can you get him in? As it was 90-kilometre winds, if not 100. Right, I was in the middle of the tornado.
I tell you, Maz.
I had my footy shorts, Lululemon on.
Did you keep Maz inside?
I had my socks on.
Because Maz to me
dogs.
Is Toto.
Maz is Toto.
And you're Dorothy.
I'm Dorothy. I felt like Dorothy. So I've opened the door upstairs and I nearly blew off the balcony. But all Maz wanted to worry about, can you get the cushions in while it was all happening? Now, I was holding a glass door, which if I let go, would have smashed in pieces. But I couldn't hold it, Lou. Wind, the gust, storm, the sand.
Even you.
My strength could not hold the door. And I was trying to close the door socks.
This breeze must be at least 180, 200.
But all she worried about was the two cushions.
Yeah.
She said, get the cushions in. And she stayed inside with the dogs.
The day course.
I said, grab my hand. I'm going. I'm just about ready to fly off down to Melbourne, not Moana.
Like the cow in Twister.
That's what I felt.
With Helen Hunt.
With a couple of, I felt like I did, Lou.
I said Hunt.
So That
don't
is
worry
crazy.
About me, Lou. Don't worry about 109 kilo of a machine of a sculptured body.
Can I just interrupt for one moment
yes,
and say, thank God. And I say this with all seriousness, Murph and family.
Yep.
Thank God you've not shed all that weight you promised.
I'm telling you.
Because had you been 5 or 6 kegs lighter.
Oh,
Gonski. Bye-bye, Dorothy.
Gonski.
See you, Dorothy.
I'm telling you, it was a fright. I was frightened last night because she just focused on these two cushions for upstairs.
So I'm guessing.
And they weren't going to blow away, Lou.
Recommended retail probably together. About $150.
They're not even that.
They're the outdoor stuff.
They're just cheap.
I mean, what price on your life?
Well, that's what I said to her. But I said, grab my hand. And I couldn't close the door. Honestly, I've never experienced anything like it. Right. That door was just about ready to be ripped off its hinges.
Jeez.
But I was in socks. So I slipped, and I got tiles on those on the balcony. But I know. Get inside, she said. I said, well, come and get me.
She sounds like.
And when you do, get the cushions.
Yeah, bring the cushions. Murph, sounds like me that. This sounds like
I'm
a man.
I'm gonna die, Lou.
A man ill prepared for a crisis. I mean. Weather conditions, you know, near cyclonic. Let's be honest, what they were.
Objects flying in the air.
Yeah, like this. Yet, you decided to dress in socks.
I didn't have time to take them off.
Put a set of wheels on or go barefoot.
I tell you what.
I mean, socks at the best of time are dangerous.
I beg your pardon?
Socks at the best of time are a dangerous choice.
I understand that, Luke.
Choice.
I couldn't grab, there's no grip. But then I dug deep.
But then
my core kicked in, Lou.
I think everybody else is thinking the same thing. With your weight and mass.
No, seriously.
Yeah. Why didn't you stop, drop and roll?
Then the door would have slammed.
Get down low.
Grab
a cushion.
What's the wife's priority?
Cushions.
Grab husband. I love him. He's my life. Grab him first. Stuff the cushions. Not with Maz.
I think this is the pecking order.
Oh, no.
I think Marion's probably thinking this, and I hate to think on her behalf, but those cushions you probably can't get again.
True.
Because they were probably a summer piece or a selective.
You're stressing about the dogs.
A collector's edition.
Yep.
Whereas husband's replaceable.
Oh, yep. No. Well,
especially
not.
That one.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Look.
Dime
honestly,
a dozen.
I was flat after that. And then the blackout. Oh. 3.5-4 hours. Oh. So I was going, I had one candle.
So
one candle.
So Lord Henley's lights went out, did they? And you couldn't do anything about it. Yeah, I thought you told me you're the king down there.
I was walking around with a torch.
Well, you should
making sure the other residents were safe.
You would say walking around with a torch. Others would say bending over and touching your toes and the light shining out.
Oh. 2K Tuesday.
You nearly died, Lou.
Are you okay?
Okay,
do you need to go home early?
Let's give away some money.
$2,000 off grabs right now. Quiz with no name.
Near
thanks to
death experience.
Oh, yeah, God.
Jeez. I suppose near enough's good enough, isn't it?
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
$2,000 jars up for grabs. I love this segment and love it when it doubles down and $2,000 thanks to Automasters. Who is lucky enough to be having a crack today?
Maddie from Walkley's Heights joins us on the Tuesday for $2,000. G'day, Maddie. Welcome and all the best. Please get 10 right.
Giles, Louis, how you going, guys?
Oh, really good, Matty. Just a little sidebar ever so quickly. Given it's 2K Tuesday, are we all about symmetry here? Shouldn't it be two Automasters?
Sign off on that, please,
yeah,
yes.
Good. Very nice.
Lock it in, please.
Matty, you got two Automasters lifelines, okay?
Sounds good, guys.
No worries. You
good
know boy. Why? Because we're in the giving spirit, because Fat Santa's in town.
Ah.
All right, 60 seconds, 10 questions, Matty. Two Automasters lifeline. I'll hand you over to Jar, and your time will start at the end of the first question. Good luck.
What sport is Chris Nicu the chairman of?
Pass.
What city is Tim Cahill's farewell match tonight in?
Automasters.
Okay, let's go. Who are the 36ers playing on Friday night?
Cairns.
What is KO Sports? Is it a new virtual reality soccer game or a sports streaming service?
A sports streaming service.
Okay, who is the number one male tennis player in the world, Matty Boy?
Djokovic.
Which Marsh brother? I would have put sister. Scored 163 not out yesterday.
Sean.
Okay, true or false? Stevie Smith's suspension has been reduced by Cricket Australia. True or false?
False.
What sport does Alexander Zverev play?
Tennis.
Okay, what colour is Andrew Jarman's hair?
Jeez, he's got no hair.
How tall is Ben Simmons, 208 or 218?
Wow.
Got an Automasters?
208.
And what sport is Chris Nicker, the chairman of?
Automaster.
Bloody
there we go.
Fat Santa's back!
Walkley Heights, good beginning. It's groove on.
What do you mean, hang on?
We're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's in here, Matty. Analyzing now. What a comfortable 280 reeled out with Benny Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You beauty!
Oh, Matty, $2,000 coming your way, brother. Oh,
thanks for that, guys.
Yeah, baby.
Big thank you to Automasters too. Well done, Jars. The Symmetry, 2K Tuesday, 2 Brilliant. Automasters Lifeline. What a sensational game you've just played, Matty. Beautifully done.
Thanks a lot, guys.
I thought you were going to get stumped when the question came out, what colour is Andrew Jarman's hair? But you nailed it.
Beautifully. Well played, Matty.
He's
well
got played. $2,000, Matty. What are you going to spend it on?
Building a house at the moment, so I'll probably give it to the missus.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful. I'd tell her it was just the normal quiz, just $1,000.
Luckily she doesn't listen to Triple M, guys.
Great work, Matty. Thanks for playing, mate. Enjoy it, and congratulations again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
She's off. Doesn't that feel good? Does that feel good, Shawnee?
Yeah. Ask me about an hour. Ask me about an hour.
I tell you, my endorphins are great. Goosebumps. Yeah, I mean, this is where you see the selfish nature, don't you? I mean, it's not your money, but it's your job.
It is my job. It is my job.
Well done.
Let's talk footy and local footy first up, Jar. Salisbury West. They lost in their bid to have their ban overturned. All the local clubs, the Adelaide Footy League's other clubs, voted overwhelmingly against letting the Tigers back in.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and that was last night at the AGM.
So that is done and dusted. Adelaide, they now have no remaining options to re-enter for next season.
They're
the
done.
League's constitution will not play in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I don't know what you think, but I think that's a fair call by Kerners and Co. at the Adelaide Footy League. They had ample chances to sort that stuff out.
It's a strong message. Absolutely. Strong message for all of our amateur league footy clubs going forward.
All right. The submission by the ACA to have the bans lifted or at least shortened for Dave Warner, Cam Bancroft and Cameron Smith. Mm. Well, they went to the CA, Cricket Australia, today, the board.
Yep.
They met and the penalties will stand. There's been no reduction. Mm-hmm. They've dismissed it, Jar. So that means the set dates for the boys to return are?
Well, Bancroft will return to Big Bash on December the 30th and Smith and Warner March next year.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they've done the right thing.
They'll be getting ready for the Ashes.
I think they did the right thing. No one appealed at the right time. Spoke to Adam Gilchrist earlier in the show. You can catch that full chat after six if you missed it. Gilly was pretty much adamant too that once the penalty is made, they didn't appeal them at the time. They took their punishment. I think it's sending the wrong message to change it now just because we're having a bit of a rough summer. Mm. And I didn't mind Gilly's line of thinking.
No, I agree with Gilly to a degree because I think the boys should have the ability to play some Shield cricket. But that's just my opinion. All right, but decision's been made, so let's move on.
Keegan Brooksby, who had a great year in the sample, 28 years of age, and he's going to get a crack at it, Jar.
Where's
he off
to?
He's going to get rookied at West Coast,
which
is great return for a guy who has been playing some sensational footy. And if he actually fits the mould now of a current-day ruckman even more so than he ever has.
He's had a terrific year in the Sandful this year. I think he was state captain too
for
our boys. Jared Wright, the senior coach at South Adelaide, is in a fetal position as we speak.
You would absolutely be. But and he's coming into his prime from a ruckman's point of view at that age.
Yep.
Really learning, knowing his craft and where he gets it all at. The Bont. Marcus Bontempelli.
He was the one that I wanted to crows to offer $1 million a year, 5-year deal.
Well, you can't anymore, mate. You cannot, because he has turned his back on all of that. he says, I'm staying out at Footscray, out at the Western Suburbs.
Good on him. Nick, he's the current, is he the club captain?
2021, he'll be out there now. The Bont, 22 years of age, he's played 104 games for the Dogs, 65 career Brownlow votes. You're right, should have got the $1 million out.
I would have thrown everything at him to get him over. He's the perfect player we need in the midfield up for. But anyway.
That's great news for the Western Bulldogs.
Yep.
You've got Collingwood Stars, Darcy Moore, Jamie Elliott.
Now, Jamie Elliott's had a wretched run the last 18 months playing AFL football. What's he done?
Well, they're hammies. They've got massive issues with their hamstrings. Yep. They're off to Germany to see that hamstring specialist, which a lot of guys turn to and go to and have that treatment. So to try and overcome this consistent soft tissue stuff. It'll be calf's blood or something injected somewhere, as they do. This all high-tech
stuff.
They'll
just focus on their core, won't they? Get the core strong.
No, I think there's a bit
did
more
ever,
to it.
Did you ever do an Amish?
Didn't go faster than me.
No, that's true.
You've got to be explosive to do that sort of stuff. And, you know, I never had the nickname TNT, mate, I can tell you.
Good point, Caro.
All right. What else do we have on our list there, Jar? Oh, yes. Let's go to this. Mitch McGovern. Have a listen. I'm worried that Mitch doesn't quite know what he said to different people at different times because I'm confused with the reasonings he keeps throwing up to heading to Carlton because the paper said he was jealous of his brother, Jeremy, winning a flag.
Yeah.
Unless he's got a time machine, you couldn't have been because that happened the year after he asked to leave the football club. But he's our man.
Okay.
Mitchie. The gloved one, talking about Carlton.
Obviously, I don't want to say what's going on behind the scenes for Adelaide, and obviously the direction wasn't part of the talent or the footy ability of the group. For me, it was more outside of those four walls, and that's something that's personal to me. Not just me, just family as well. There was a lot going on personally, so it's difficult. You can't really say much. You can't bite back at it, but the only thing I can do now is look forward.
He just needs to be honest with himself. And because I know for a fact he went for money. Bottom line is he left the Adelaide Crows for money. And bottom line is he body language was poor and he kept sooking up about doing things. I tell you right now, that's the absolute truth.
The mail, my mail is that they were...
He was just digging a hole in that press conference.
They were awfully close to putting a stable in out there at Westlakes for his sookie horse.
Jesus.
Weren't they? That's how often he was coming in and just whinging his
ass
off.
Why would they
off.
Put him out to do a press conference?
I don't get it. Or at least give him
when he wasn't going to say
give
anything.
Him the directive of talk about how excited you are to be at Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if anything and comes up, why you left. Look, I'm not discussing that.
No.
I've turned the page. Yeah. I've moved on.
Yeah. The Crows did everything in their power to try and keep him, but he went for money, Lou.
Next one, Ryan Burton. Hawthorn's Ryan Burton. I'll just quickly talk about it.
Yep.
I don't get this one. He said the moment he got offered up for trade bait, had 2 years left, right? As soon as he got put on the trade block, he said that was pretty much it for me.
Okay.
Wouldn't feel comfortable going back. Well,
you have an issue with it?
Yeah, I do. I think I do in a way that's the modern game these days because I think conversations are happening everywhere and not many blokes are off limits.
No, not anymore.
Hardly any.
Not anymore.
And for him to feel uncomfortable to walk back into Hawthorn, hey, if you don't want to go, you still have the power to say no.
Yeah.
Hamish Hartlett.
Yeah.
Great case study. Prime 2 years in a row.
Correct.
Shopped around, tried to push him out the door, didn't go. Up until he hurt himself this year, was really back in some great
form. Because
he
didn't want to leave Port Adelaide, Hamish. Yeah.
And if, you know, if Ryan didn't want to go.
Mm. And he didn't.
I think Clarko would have welcomed him back with open arms. They were just keen to get Wingard. They would have just turned and moved on to an next bloke.
Correct.
And then the next one. Mm. And then the next one and asked the question and the next person was going to go. I think they went to him because he was a South Australian.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you?
But again, I think players have got to get more comfortable with that. Mm. And again, easy for me to say sitting up here, I know, because I'm not involved and I'm not the one.
But he didn't want to leave Hawthorn. No. I know that for a fact. He wanted to stay.
Don't leave. Say, no, guys, I want to stay here. I had a great first year or first full year. Like this year wasn't so good, but I'm keen to really strut my stuff here because I enjoy being in Melbourne.
And they're saying that they may get some midfield time. Is he ready for a midfield role? Will he be a good wingman?
He's a good kick. Good use of the footy. Kick. Good decision maker. Yeah,
his dad was a classy wingman.
Just needs a bit more tank, I think, at the moment.
Okay.
That's about it.
Good stuff.
Put him in the academy. No.
Fat Santa has landed with a full sack.
Ho, ho, ho!
Fat Santa's in town and Mark from Hope Valley has responded. Mark, welcome.
Good afternoon, gents.
Tell you what, the big man with the big sack has got this for you. What's he got, Joe?
Okay, Matty boy, a carton of Pirate Life. Cool. Pirate Life Brewing opening their new brewery tap room March 2019, Matty boy.
Put in your diary, Matty.
Mark.
And
Mark.
and also a voucher to Thomas Farm Kitchen's market store. Listen to this. From the farm to you by Saturday there, Marcus. ThomasFarmsKitchen.com. Check it out, mate.
Thank you very much, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Beautifully played there, Mark. That was a 50-50 call. Matt, Mark, not bad for you, Jar. Up next.
Sorry, Mark.
Freddie's coming, but Random Music's coming as well.
I love Fred.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is sport.
The Round of Music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Oh, I think they know what it is by now, Jazz. Yeah. Just summing up situations, moments in time through song. It's what we do here at Triple M. Take the new cod, big guy.
Okay, the Aussie T20 cricket side lost to South Africa during the over the weekend. This is the song that's been dedicated to the T20 side.
Baby,
Linda, I love it.
Yeah, good. Good start.
Jason Ackermanis, as you know, Lou's been coaching local
Manus.
Football.
Manus.
Yeah, Manus or yep. Our boy Acker. Can't and has had a bit of a whinge about he can't get back into the AFL system.
To the system.
And he wants to know why. Well, I'll tell you why.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
I'll send that to Ack.
You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
Well, I know. He was a wonderful player, and he's got a great footy brain, Lulu.
Are you tarred with that same brush?
I think
you might have worked well. Absolutely.
Timmy Carl's farewell game tonight against Lebanon. He might play 1 minute. He might play five. He might play 20.
I think
20.
Arnie said he's not getting more than five.
This is a beautiful song and a message sent from my good friend Pink.
What a career.
Thank you, Timmy.
Good.
Right. Okay, keep moving. Yeah. Yes. And the last one, that's draft good. Day's on Thursday. A lot
coming
of nervous
up.
Boys, Lulu.
Yep. A lot of the mums.
Yeah.
The dads.
There you go, mate.
Very nice.
There's the cod.
All right, let's kickstart it, Murph. Obviously, a lot of controversy in the darts world early in the week over there in the UK.
Everybody was kung fu.
Farts.
Oh, yeah, buddy. In fact, it was a little bit. It was.
Good
all right.
Stuff.
Obviously, CA met today, the board, to discuss the penalties. For those who missed it, they are not changing the suspensions. But here is the voicemail that both Stevie Smith and Dave Warner left at Cricket Australia this morning prior to the hearing.
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
They're still trying. They're still trying.
Brilliant.
I see my old mate, I Have a Dream, Jared Haynes, in trouble again. And I think this is what the police said when they found out. He can find trouble, can't he? Allegedly. AFL draft, you touched on it.
Yep.
I'm going a different angle. All right? This is what they're going to be singing. If you draft Lekosius and Rankin and you take him interstate, this song's going to come back and bite you.
Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know.
The boys are singing.
But I want to go home.
They want to go home,
yeah. Oh, Jackie boy.
I got to go home.
Great song.
Let me go home.
And they'll be singing it to whoever drafts them. Stewie Jew on the Gold Coast. Let me go home. All right. The Socceroos, they cannot score in front of goal. It's as simple as this.
No, we can't.
Goals. Don't come easy to me.
That is what Arnie is singing to them every single time. Yeah. Timmy will tell them the same thing. And let's finish it off again. Let's get back to the darts. Clean it, skin it.
Can't you smell that smell?
Alex Carey just sent a tweet to me.
A
message.
Text.
Love the support, mate. Stick with us, mate. It's a beautiful thing very soon.
I had something for the Redbacks too. It's Hall & Oates out of touch.
See ya. <you.
laughs> The Rush Hour Catch-Up. Done just right. Like Irwin Tools. Get it right the first time. Available from Bunnings Warehouse.